Imad Nofal is with us. He is a board member of the Islamic Center of Baton Rouge, and he is here to talk about a ban on travel from six mostly Muslim countries.
I'd like to thank you first for inviting me, and it's good to let people hear what we say. Particularly, it is a little disturbing. You know that we just finished the fasting month of Ramadan, and we celebrated on Sunday, a big holiday in our calendar. So that came right at the middle of our festivities with this as Muslims in America here and all over the world. But it is really disturbing because I think it ignores the anti-Muslim bigotry that was in the heart of the travel ban from the beginning, and that will open the door to a lot of again chaotic reaction in the airports, and for people who might not really know how to implement that restricted version of the ban.
Well, as far as the overall theme right now, the president is on record when he was campaigning as saying he wanted to ban all Muslims from entering the United States. That was a direct statement from him. How has the community responded to the new era with President Trump, the commander-in-chief?
The community, and I speak on the community of Baton Rouge, but I'm connected to all the people in the United States. We look into the president to be protective of all his citizens. We look at the government to be fair with all its citizens. Many of us came to this country to seek a better life, to seek a safer life, to seek freedom, and came seeking the basics of the democracy of the United States. Having all this now going on, it disturbed us. And also, none of these people who come here in the United States has committed any, who are immigrants, have committed any acts really seriously. And we think it's political. I tell you the truth, Jim, it is political because here we go. The September 11, we know that none of these countries were its citizens involved in September 11 from the beginning. Iraq is
all right.
Is
well,
Iraq
well, and, well, okay, well, let's start there. 15 of the 18 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia,
who said
and
that?
The president just visited that country and embraced its leaders, and there seems to be one view in certain parts of the world, and another from people from other parts of the Middle East. What do you think the reason is for the disparity as far as the enforcement of this ban?
Again, I'm telling you, politics make decisions. Apparently, it's not security. We don't believe that any of the Muslims that are coming on already the country has a very an extreme vetting process. I've been through it. Other people who talk to me have been through it. Nobody comes to the United States without going through a rigorous vetting, and they know who they are, they know where they come from. People sometimes takes them a year before they come, and whether they are visitors, people get rejected multiple times before they can prove their, you know, willingness to be here and love this country. So all this already has been established. So bottom line, I'm telling you, we feel as Muslims in the United States, as an Americans who is of Islamic faith, that this is really targeting the immigrants of Islamic religion. It's a faith-based and political-based decision, and the president wants to do what he wants to do.
877-217-5757 is your number. 297-5633 is your local number for Imad Nofal. 24 years in Baton Rouge. He's a native of Palestine, and he is with the Islamic Center of Baton Rouge, former chair and now a board member of that entity. And If I remember right, after 9/11, the then governor, Mike Foster, a Republican, he came to your center, didn't he?
He did, and also the mayor at the time came. And it was here in Baton Rouge, we have established a good relation with many government entities. We have good relation with police.
The mayor was Bobby Simpson, right?
After that, it's
Kip Holden?
Kip Holden. Okay. He came.
That would have been well after, but Mike Foster...
Yeah,
came
indeed.
Immediately after, and he actually removed his shoes, and he gave certainly homage to what you're doing. But that was a rarity for a Republican in public life to be doing something like that, or anybody in public life for that matter. But the times have changed now, where 16 years later, there is some discrimination, I think, against the Muslim community. How is that affecting you individually and the community here in Baton Rouge?
The actions by Governor Foster at that time wasn't unique, because it has been a tradition for the presidents of the United States to, I remember President Bush has invited Muslims for a Ramadan dinner, and they've been kind of following on their holidays and greeting them on their holidays in the United States. I haven't been followed what happened this year, but again, we Muslims are law-abiding citizens, majority of them or all of them. They try to have a good life. They do what needed. They abide the law. They pay taxes. They seek a better life, just like everybody else. There are 100, over 140 countries in the world. When you come and target six countries, again, Iraq has been the cause of the war, and you know, United States have went to war with Iraq. Iraq now is not part of it. Again, I say to you that the September 11 hasn't been committed by any of the citizens of these countries. None of the acts of terrorism in the United States has been committed by any immigrant or in the past 30 years that I know of. So why to go after these segments of people who wants to come enjoy our liberties, to enjoy the life or living or visiting our country? It is a matter of concern. Not only this, also it really endorsed this ban, endorsed the ingrained stereotype of Muslims as aliens, as inassimilable, as people who are strangers. People has to go back to their home. They are not Americans. All this has been already going on, and this is kind of ingrained at.
Well, if somebody wishes to visit your mosque, as Governor Foster did, and worship there with you, and they're not a Muslim, are they free to do so?
Yeah. You don't know what's going on in Baton Rouge, Jim, I'm telling you. In our mosque here in Baton Rouge, it's established a policy. We have an open-door policy. As a matter of fact, in Ramadan, we have invited every Saturday and Sunday for the whole month about 30, 40 people. We invited law enforcement. We invited police. We invited state officials. We invited library. We invited people. We invited all kinds of people. We send the invitation, and we invite them to come, enjoy our night of Ramadan, see our mosque and tour it, and also participate if they want in our activities. There are many people, mm-hmm. They walk in, attend our Friday sermon, and again, we have a policy of open door, as long as they respect what is, you know, we have a list of things that people know about, you know, how to, what to do when you come in, and they're not strangers.
Okay, so when I come in, what do I do?
Nothing. When you go, there is an areas that are open to everybody. You don't have to take off your shoes. But once you want to come in the congregation area where people have to take off their shoes, you have to take off your shoes. That's the only thing that you need to do as a man.
Do I have to put on any type of garb?
No, sir. Even Muslim women who cover, when we get somebody who is not of Islamic faith, we offer them something to cover. But if they you know, kind of don't want or don't feel comfortable with it, they still welcome, as long as they are modestly dressed in our center.
All right. Well, we had Governor Foster who went there, to his credit. But since then, we've had Governor Planko, we've had Governor Jindal, we've got Governor John Bel Edwards, all of whom, by the way, are Roman Catholics. My guess is not one of them has come to your mosque.
I don't recall any of them come to the mosque. But I recall that on the inauguration of Governor Blanco, they offered the Islamic Center to give an opening a prayer, and also an inauguration of Governor Jindal, also Muslim, has given inauguration opening prayers with the other rabbis. And we were invited there, and we have participated in the inauguration, which is a good gesture of both governors.
That is a good thing. Not for Governor Edwards, though?
And also Governor Edwards, I can't say. I think it is, but I wasn't part of it, so I'm not sure. But most probably, I have also been invited and participated with Governor Edwards on his first prayer in the Catholic diocese when he went there. We were there and participated.
Okay. You've been here 24 years. On the whole, has it been a good experience for you?
Yeah, fantastic. Truth is, we couldn't ask for better. My wife and I came here 24 years ago, and we had established our life here with the intention to live here. We came because we couldn't live where we were born and where we're displaced or moved. There are a lot of things that caused us to come here. And over the 24 years, we had made it in all fronts. We have friends of all faith. We have practiced our faith freely. We have participated in many activities. Our children play sports. They all play soccer. I have three boys and a girl, we did what we are supposed to do: work hard and mind your business and abide the laws of the state and the country and do what you have to do. And God has been great to us, and we have good neighbors. We lived in the same house for almost 20 years now, and our neighbors know us by name, and we go attend their occasions, and they come visit us when we have something, and it's a blessing. We haven't been exposed to any adverse or any bad incidences, neither us. Also, that I speak for the majority of the Muslims here in Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is a great, diverse city with very beautiful citizens that really are mainly supportive.
But you came here with essentially nothing.
Yes, definitely. And, I came as a student and a graduate student to Tulane University, and I decided, I came with my wife with the intention of going to school and establish here, and I got a job after that. And
now you own your business, and
yes,
and you also have a government job.
Yes, sir.
So you're a good citizen and a great American success story and an American citizen.
I'm proud of it.
Very proud of it.
Very proud of it.
Now, you mentioned that Baton Rouge is a diverse city. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're a university town with two major universities, and many may not know that we have a very substantial Islamic population in this city.
Indeed. Indeed. As a matter of fact, the Muslims here in Baton Rouge are not only people who are one kind. Muslims come from all over the world. They have different shape, different looks. They come from Africa. They come from Asia, from subcontinent India, from the Middle East, from Europe, and they come from all over the world. They are doctors, engineers. We have a large number of merchants and business people. We have a good number of university professors. Indeed, it is as a one segment. It's by far exceed any other segment in education and jobs and all kind of good measures.
877-217-5757 and 297-5633 and talk at talklouisiana.org if you'd like to get in with Imad Nofal of the Islamic Center of Baton Rouge in our remaining time with him. Question from Ainsley saying, if you had one thing to say to the president, what would it be?
Would it be treat all the Muslims the same? Why we see that, his policies are confusing to me. some in one area he likes Muslims, in one area he doesn't. He thinks they are the source of trouble, and focus on the Muslims of the United States. I mean, this is where really this is a big segment and a big number of people who really the policies of the president don't help in making them secure and making them, you know, productive and keeping them, because they are a productive segment of our community. So focus on these people, make them safe, make them feel safe, and this, you know, the basic essence of this country is democracy and equality. We can't do something that contradict this.
Has anything changed in your world? Do you notice any new attitude as a result of the changing of the guard with President Obama leaving office and President Trump taking over 159 days ago?
We have our concerns here in town. We didn't have incidences that I recall in town, but we follow the national news. We know that right after the ban, the first version of ban came, a Sikh man who happened to be not Muslim. He was shot dead and was called to go back home. Another man who is, you know, there are two people were shot dead. I'm not saying as a direct result, but definitely this ban will embolden any vigilantes who want to take the law in their hands, who are, you know, because this is also, again, I said, there is already a stereotype that's going on. People sometimes, these kind of news and news coverage, it emboldened it, and it caused really disturbing situation for good abiding, you know, law abiding citizens in Baton Rouge and all over the United States.
What about the Muslims who have caused trouble around the world? Certainly a distinct minority, but significant enough that this has caused a lot of consternation around the world. What do you say about those people?
Jim, the wrong is wrong. A good citizen in the United States, whether he's a Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever his religion is, or has no faith, the wrong is wrong. No, I don't think any Muslim here in Baton Rouge would come and tell you, yeah, these people are good. We think that these people are bad. We have said this. We say it in our congregation. I sometimes give speeches in our mosque, and I say, if we know of anything that's going on, if we know of any, you know, body who will do harm to this country, of anybody who is a potential, we will be ourselves turning him in. This is how people think. Mm-hmm. Everybody here is with the law and with the government and with the protection of our country and our state and our city.
Here's another question from Ben, more of an observation about the shooting of Congressman Scalise 13 days ago. Ben says the reaction would have been distinctly different had the assailant been a Muslim rather than a white male American.
This fact has been happening again and again. Yes, just about a year ago, also a white man who walked in an apartment and killed three Muslims he killed two women and a man just in cold blood and did not get enough coverage. It happens every time that this happens. Yes, there is a bias and there is a more coverage when, you know, of media when it comes to Muslim. Once, as a matter of fact, as a Muslim American now, every time something happened, I say, me and my wife would say, oh God, go, oh God, make him not Muslim, because it is, a blanket is being thrown and every one of us is being labeled and branded that if this happens, you know, we're all guilty. Why this doesn't happen with other people? I leave it to the justice of the people and to the thinking of the people. Everybody has to be fair with us and not throw the same judgment on everybody when bad seeds do something bad.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. It's good to see you again, Imad Nofal, and I'm sure we'll have occasion to talk again, but it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.